What's up, Lagos? Yeah, 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 yeah. We know by that time, so 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. Good morning to you. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? Yes, Tuesday edition. Today is the 15th day, exactly half of the month. Yes, I don't know why they don't pay salaries twice. Yes. But some people do, some companies do. If they pay you twice in a month, just stay out of this conversation. Yes. Some people is 62 days before they pay them. Some is 37 days. Some is 28. Why don't you just pay? Okay, pay 10 days. After 10 days, pay. After another 10 days, pay. After the third day, pay. So we pay. And we have money to spend. All right, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. Her name is Marianne Duke O'Connor. And together, we're going to be taking you through the next 2 hours of your morning. Countdown to the World Cup happening very soon. Nigeria is not playing. But let me tell you something. There is Nigerian blood in the World Cup. If you check the name, Emmanuel Akanji, people, Nigerians are playing the World Cup. But we're not just going with our flag. Yes, we're not going with our flag. We don't have a chance of bringing the World Cup back. Yes, but Nigerians are there. Yes, they tried to stop us. They could not. Nigerians are playing World Cup. Although we're not going with our flag. We're going to other people's flag. But we're going to be playing. So we'll choose a country to support. Me, I will support Ghana. Lie. Even if they win World Cup. Ghana, you are close by. I won't support you. Yes, I'll support Senegal. Senegal is bringing back the cup to Nigeria. All right, welcome to the show this morning. How do we do it? We start this morning with the part we call Sound Off. And after Sound Off, we get to the musing of today. The musing, it won't talk the easy stuff. Then after that, the not too easy stuff also will bring it to the fore. But one thing is guaranteed, it's going to be fun all the way through from now till 12 noon. So if you're doing anything, just pick up your phone. This is where gossip is allowed. Tell someone 99.3 is going down. It's What's Up, Lagos. This is how we move. Sound Off coming up next. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep dates. All right, this is Sound Off this lovely morning. And you must have heard we talked about oil theft before. Let me just give you another angle. Talk about bring another angle to this. Oil theft. A federal high court sitting in Port Harcourt, River State, has arraigned 16 foreigners for offenses bordering on conspiracy, stealing, attempt to deal in crude oil, and false pretenses. The foreign nationals were caught on board a vessel, MT Heroic Idun. According to the charges, the foreigners had, in August this year, at the Akpo oil field in River State, conspired among themselves and committed maritime offenses. The accused pleaded not guilty to the charges and said to have contravened Section 10 of the Suspension of Piracy and Other Maritime Offenses Act of 2019. Well, after listening to the application of the prosecutors on the amended charges, the trial judge, Justice Turaki Muhammad, ordered that the accused be remanded to enable 10 other suspects remaining to be brought to court to take their pleas. Justice Muhammad, before adjourning the matter till today, November 15, advised that the accused be allowed to see their lawyers and give him medical attention if needed. This is the part I love. Well, about 26 persons were said to be on board the MT Heroic Idun crude oil vessel at the Akpo oil field within the River State waters when it was intercepted in August 7 by the Nigerian Navy. A Navy surveillance facility was said to have tracked and updated the Equatorial Guinea Navy on the location of the vessel currently being held at the Luba Anchorage in Bioko Island, Equatorial Guinea. Well, it was the Equatorial Guinea Army, the Navy, that saw the ship and arrested them, then handed them over to the Nigerian Navy. But that's just one incident, one case to look out for. Some months ago, we talked about the discovery of some pipelines that were taking crude from us to the high seas, and the noise went and nothing. This vessel, this pipeline, has it been dismantled? Have we stopped? Is it still going on? What is the update on that? Also, another vessel was caught and it was set ablaze. We also saw pipelines, Tompolo showed us many other things that were going on in that zone. Until today, what has been done? This is another vessel caught. Nobody's asking, how did you get into the waters of Nigeria? Why was it Equatorial Guinea that had to apprehend you guys and hand you over to Nigerian Navy? What is going on in the oil sector in Nigeria? Nobody has been caught. No head has rolled. Nothing has happened. So from the day that the mention of the pipelines came to the news, nothing has stopped. 24 hours, they're still pumping. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's taking the blame. Nobody's trying to stop anything. And days and days are going. Millions of dollars are going to people's pockets. And we're all just looking the other way.
Well, do you remember the army chief had told us that there was no need to investigate?
Yes.
When that vessel was burned, totally destroyed, you did not leave
any trace. Mm-mm.
So again, it tells us if we're really serious about fighting this oil theft matter, or we're just paying lip service to it. And it also, you know, makes us worry if this is not just another scene in a Nollywood movie that is being played out. Because if we have Navy ships, we have naval police ships
that are supposed to be guarding our water.
This question is going to... we have all of these people policing our waters.
Equatorial
but then it took
Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea
yes, Equatorial
to apprehend
Guinea.
Them.
And say, Nigerian Navy, take.
But kudos. Maybe they were also fighting something else. They were probably distracted.
Wow.
And so Equatorial Guinea is there. I mean, we're all protecting each other's,
waters. We're helping each other.
Yes. We're policing the waters together.
Yes.
But how serious are we about this fight against oil theft, crude oil theft? Or is it that we're just are happy to report it?
It is happening.
Yes, it's happening.
But
are we willing to get to the bottom of the matter? Or is it because there's some sacred cows involved?
Is there even oil theft? That's the question I want to ask. If it is stealing, if something is stealing, you will catch the thief.
It's criminal,
But if it's something that is...
If there's a collusion.
Yeah, if it's okay. You can't say it's theft when you have pipelines set out. Pipelines that have been taken to the high sea. It has been there for years. Some say...
I always even wonder how it gets there. Because it doesn't take one day to lay those kinds of pipes.
You need to have a lot of experience. You need to have authority to be able to do this.
It takes me back to what the presidential candidate of the Social Democratic Party, Prince Adebayo, said, that there are people in government, in the NNPC, who are in cahoots with these oil thieves.
So it's really not...
And again, maybe those people are tying the hands of government to their back or security agencies, hence this story, this cock and bull stories that we're hearing.
So if illegality is legal, then it's no longer theft. If you're making something illegal, then it's really not theft. They're just taking oil and putting it where they normally used to put it. But
well, how long
Nigerians
are we going to go on
suffering
like this? We keep paying lip service to everything, including insecurity. Look at what's happening on Lagos Ibadan. It's coming home.
It's getting here. Somebody was kidnapped in
Kara
Bridge right here.
It doesn't make sense. Why do we have a government? Why do we have security agencies? I mean, it's very tiring. If there is no leadership, of course, the followership is going to be weak. We have to sit up for Nigeria's sake. And that's Sound Off.
All right, it's What's Up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, life.
We said it earlier. They thought Nigeria would not go to the World Cup, but we are going.
In the guise of Senegal.
No, some Nigerians have nationalized other countries and they're going to be playing for those countries.
Like Morocco.
Akanji. Akanji is playing for Netherlands.
Well, he's from the Netherlands.
Whatever. Akanji.
Bid him goodbye.
All right. So the amusing part, the amusing part of this day is this. You have an ex. I don't know how it was served, how you guys split, whether the breakfast was sweet or bitter or was like you guys had to part. But roll the tape forward. Your ex needs a kidney. Would you give your ex a kidney? Check your ex. Check the person you're not dating anymore, but that person is about to die. Will you give him or her a kidney of yours? Would you? You are the only match. If you don't give, chances are this person might die. Think about the breakfast. If it was breakfast served, or maybe there was no breakfast.
Or the tables were turned.
Yes. Would you give?
Would you give an ex your kidney? I have a story to tell on this kidney matter, but when we come back.
Stop hitting the table. Okay, I can't do anything.
We'll be right back. It's the What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacol and his church. We'll be right back after these messages.
I guess we do.
Hey.
I guess we do. This is about
my people hustle
lateral. Lateral, on
soil. Come on, bite me now.
Hey, that's a roll.
I see what's up, Lagos. 41 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Let's muse, okay? Back from the ad segs. Let's muse.
All right, yeah. We're asking you, would you give a kidney to an ex in need? Now, I know things you consider...
An ex in need is a friend in need.
I know things you consider is how did we become exes? Do you understand? Suppose after that breakfast, they wouldn't know they will need kidney tomorrow.
Some people didn't serve breakfast. They, according to somebody I know, grew apart. And that's fine because everybody's amicable. And then they stay friends. But then they're no longer in that place where
Femi,
they're...
Femi,
dating.
You want kidney now, Abi? Femi, you want kidney?
Stretch.
Come and take.
Stretch. Stretch, Akabo.
Larry, you want kidney, Abi?
Excuse
you
me.
You want kidney?
Stretch.
Emmanuel, you want... Stretch, you want kidney now, Abi? Come and take now. If I had died after you left me, which kidney would be using
why
now?
Why are you like this?
I'm just saying. So if you're there and you're... Where do you fall into? Would you save a life? Even if that person did you wrong. The kidney, you are the only match. And without the kidney, the person will
I come in peace.
Go.
Please forgive me. I'm just saying. No, but I'm just saying. Many people are not served breakfast. Many people grow apart. Many people just... Some people are still in good terms with their exes.
Exactly, yes.
And, you know, sometimes some of them have exes and they're still in touch because maybe they have kids or something is keeping them together.
Yes.
Would you give your ex...
A kidney,
if you were compatible, if you became a match of sorts.
Would you
do it?
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Join
out.
The conversation this morning. 0700-993-993-993. And you can call if you're a lady. 01-465-7190. That's 01-467, I beg your pardon. 01-465-7190. My eyes are turning.
It's fine.
Anyway, Larry,
you need kidney now, Abi.
Let's talk. I have a kidney story that I'll tell you midway this show. Hello, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
That call got cut off midway. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
cheers to life. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir.
Lagos, we know they give our kidney.
You are wicked.
Why are you like
this? I just came this morning, want to scatter the table, right?
No, what's wrong?
The person will die, yo.
Wait, who? Who wants to mess up the table? Is it the lady now or the man?
Okay, answer question.
Is it two of us? The capital is here, in case.
In the airport.
Why you know that many people have been served breakfast? What kind of kidney do you want somebody to give somebody now?
Speak for yourself, sir. Speak for yourself.
So you want me, how do I explain to my wife that I'm marrying you with working me?
You are saving a life. Somebody will die.
Yes.
I'm saving a life. So I will now marry my wife now with one kidney. There's somebody somewhere will be married.
Is the kidney part of the marital? Wait.
Is kidney part of what you're marrying with?
Did they ask you how many kids? Your kidney intact.
Do you love her? Did you have kidney?
If I come to your family with one kidney, would you ask me questions? Would you ask me what happened to one of you?
Okay, be going. Goodbye.
So this one will not
and
give.
I will not tell you that I donated one to my ex.
Goodbye.
This one will not give.
Why are you so stingy? This hair that you are breathing, is giving to you free will. You cannot free will give somebody kidney.
Calm down. Just be quiet. Yeah?
Because taking it personal.
I'm shocked.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Good morning, Chester Light.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm Franca Vanin.
All right, Franca.
Hi.
Franca, will you give me your kidney?
Who are you?
I don't have any issues giving up my kidney so long I'm healthy.
Yes.
And I'm the only one that can save that person's life.
Yes.
I don't have any issue that if I'm healthy, the doctor confirms that I'm okay with that. Just to save that person, alive. That's
Frank, baby, I need your kidney. I need your kidney. You need to keep me alive.
Your ex, yes.
I want to be your ex.
No problem. Franca, so long I'm healthy and I can do that. Fine.
All right, Franca. Thank you so much.
Nobody's your ex, Franca.
No.
Nobody. No. I don't want to ex her.
Franca is...
I want to wife you, Franca.
Franca is...
It's just that I'm not in a position to
Franca,
do it.
Yes, you are not.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Utale Ano.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Otari.
Please, permit me to remain anonymous.
Anno.
Okay, Anno, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But my name is Omo Ichibu.
Okay.
I will gladly give my kidney to my wife because my ex, our blood, no match again.
How do you know?
Hey.
Your wife doesn't need kidney.
In the first place, why did my ex leave me? You don't become exes now. So now my wife, I
will
give my kidney.
Ayakaya.
Okay. Thank you, Daddy.
All the best.
God bless you. Go and sin no more.
You see, our blood no they match again.
I'm telling you, our blood don't
So that automatically,
the blood stopped matching.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Okay, so my name is Kome. I'm in traffic.
All right. Hi, Kome.
So the thing is this, how did they know that my kidney match? Because me, I'm not going to submit myself for that test.
Coming. No, in desperation, they are checking everybody around the person. And they found you.
And because you guys were... You were
a unit together.
You were
dating.
In good terms when you left things off. So, I mean...
She'll say, please, go and check Kobe. Go and check Kobe, please.
See, now, the thing is this, If I'm going to be altruistic, I will tell you that, I will get my life.
God.
I know they give eggs. When you don't serve me breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What if it's you that served her?
If it is me that served her.
Yes.
Exactly. What if it's you that
served
her?
What if it's you that served her?
And she still loves you, Coleman.
Even if she doesn't love you, she's about to die.
She
needs your help.
Come on, Coleman.
If I'm the one that served her breakfast.
Yes.
And she needs a kidney to survive.
Coleman is thinking about it now.
I go feel rethink and shout.
Okay, come in. I'll let you keep thinking about it, okay? Marinate on it, Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Good morning. My name is Bidemi Emeka Sani. Sir, you know I'm in full Nigeria.
Yes, Bidemi. Boboru Kolunje.
Normally.
All right, Bidemi, what will you do?
Kidney,
yes.
How many did you get for one in body?
Two. Nobody get three.
Two.
Mm.
Okay, that's two.
Mm.
If you come on one, does you go die?
No, now. You go live now.
Okay. Mm. I'll now come and give you to my ex.
The person will die, you want the person to die.
You're the only chance for that person to make it in this life, as in not die.
In that two now, the person in my ex.
The two not a walk.
Do you understand?
I can't give up my own one. One looks cost up working for having me. Two is like that.
Okay.
The brother and I don't even have ex.
Okay. Goodbye.
Why would they even call me?
Why would they call you? Didn't you date the person? They know you now.
Why so mean though?
Oh yeah, keep your kidney. Why the question so is mean? Too much. The question is too much. Keep your kidney. We don't want again.
I think we need to paint a picture. Have you been in a scenario where it is life and death?
Wow.
And it's a particular thing that will save you. I'm saying put yourself in the shoes of the person who needs that kidney. It's a very, very... I don't even want to go political.
Yeah, but it's a very... I mean, like, you have no other chance. You will talk to anybody.
We know what's happening to the former Senate president now. Kidney matter.
How far they had to go because they want their daughters to stay alive.
Yes. So, sincerely, we got messages. Let's read some messages and then we'll
come
back.
Yes, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch and Marianne. I will gladly donate mine, whatever, to my ex because now blood group separate us and we are still in talk. Almost a decade now. Oh, Temi D. Oh, because of blood group, you guys didn't marry. I will give out my kidney to my ex on the condition that we continue from where we left off.
I'm
still hurting that she ditched me for another guy. Muhyiddin.
Muhyiddin. You can't take advantage of a person because they need your help.
What's up, Lagos? This one says, I'm not sure I will give all this small life that I'm managing like this. I think we'll take that break.
Yes, we have to go for a quick break. And then, of course, Info Girl is standing by in the studio.
All right, let's see. What's up, Lagos? 3 minutes past the hour 11. We got messages to read, lots of them. So let's see how many we can get through before we get a move on. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? I'm Tomiwa, by name, from CMD. Concerning the topic on ground, I beg. I'm not too sure of giving out my kidney. But I can be sure that I will be praying for the ex that needs the kidney. So it says, I wouldn't mind giving out my kidney, but I've already given out the two. I have none left. Heaven from Ogba. You have given out two of your kidneys. God will judge you. All right. This one says, may the soul rest in peace from joy. Joy.
Joy.
All right, good morning, Stretch and Marianne. I am Dampy from Igondo. I will not give it my ex any kidney because she gave me breakfast and left it me when I was with her. Sorry, no kidney. Let her collect from her new man and not me. I'm Dampy from Igondo. Dampy.
Wow, you are so hurt.
Honestly. All right, I'll give her something better than kidney. I'll give her salvation so when she dies, she will make heaven. God. This world is vanity upon vanity now. Michael from Alaba International. Michael, you are funny. What's up, Giddy? I can give one of my exes, but you see, the other one, I will take her lungs join. Great job, guys. Shall I? One day, I think you should tell us what happened, all right? All right, so... Oh God! People like that one saying that he has now two kidneys already. Doesn't have kidney to give anybody again. All right, so we just asked that question. We give an ex
your kidney. If it came down to it, and you were the only match,
only they've checked everybody else,
and yours was a match,
and you have two functional kidneys, you could live a normal life with one.
Even if you were not a match, they were. She was just desperately looking for because some people you have to ask them first.
Yes.
Before they do the test.
So they ask you, are you going to just, no, I beg, leave me, I'll pray for you.
I beg, you have been exed.
Yeah. All right.
But I want to flip the story.
Go ahead.
Quickly. Some time ago.
Yeah.
Boyfriend and girlfriend, they were in a relationship for a long time and, you know.
Background music,
And it was a really great relationship they had, but something happened and family got involved, so you know the relationship just, you know, went sideways.
Okay.
But before the relationship went sideways, sister gave brother her kidney.
Okay, when they were both
together.
Okay.
Of course, they were all lovey-dovey. Things were going great. And
he needed the kidney.
He needed, he was really sick. And yeah. Of course, they thought they were going to get married. They're gonna yeah. Because they did it for a very long time.
Okay.
And so she gave her kidney to him. Long down the line, when the drama started happening,
They broke up.
He broke up with her. So he said, it's not happening.
So everybody's collecting their property.
This relationship is not working.
Yes.
You know that I love you. You're special, you're a very special person to me, but this is not working and okay. we have to go our separate ways instead of torturing each other.
Okay.
And she's like, honey, we're not going anywhere.
Yes.
Because you see, you got a piece of me in your body and we're going to be together. It's either we're going to be together or we're going to be together, but ain't nobody leaving nobody.
Okay, so she's holding him ransom?
Yeah, if you leave me, then you have to give me my kidney.
That can't happen.
Well, so we stay together then?
No, I don't want to date you. You gave me the kidney for me to stay alive.
You promised that you'd never leave me.
Yes, but this is not working.
But you're breaking that promise.
It's not working.
I gave you my kidney because I knew that you were...
Did you give me the kidney?
Because I loved you and I wanted us to be together.
Exactly.
Because I didn't want to give you my kidney for you to go be with someone else.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
That's the case, so I'm telling you the case.
What does that even mean?
I'm telling you the case. It's a real life situation.
So what she's saying is, if you're not with me, you should die.
Well, darling, it's not me.
I'm just saying. What that lady was... So I will go to the hospital and they will tie me down and remove my kidney and leave me dead.
But do you not see people who, when they break up with you, they take everything?
No, you
single
can't take,
thing.
You've given me the kidney. My body did not reject it. It's done.
Well, if your body did not reject the kidney, why are you rejecting the donor?
Because I don't want the relationship and it's not working.
Then give us back our kidney.
Come and take it.
I will take it,
come
baby.
Come and grab it.
You're not going to sleep. Are you going to be doing vision there for the
will
rest
I
of your life?
With you? Will I be around you?
We're still together in this house.
You will come and take my kidney.
I will take
when
it.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I've not seen anything yet.
This one is a wicked woman. Heartless entity.
So this is I had to bring this in because I have seen, you know, a situation where this happened and it was a matter, a big, big issue. So guys, would you give an ex your this one is after thought too. You people have finished exing yourself. Mm. Their case was they were together. She gave her kidney to him.
And then breakfast was served.
And then he served her breakfast.
Yeah, because it wasn't working.
And then she's saying, this is not the plan. We stick to the plan or you give me my kidney. But the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or if you are a lady, call 01465-7190. This is What's Up Lagos and we're talking kidney. Kidney.
So right now she wants to collect everything that she... I mean, like, so he will die.
I think she thought, but I can't be speaking for her because I think she thought it was like a bargaining chip or something. I don't know. You know when you're a drowning man, you want to grab onto whatever to stay afloat. Hello,
what's
good
up,
morning.
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Falarin speaking.
All right, Falarin,
go ahead.
See, I think the kidney belongs to the office of the boyfriend. In as much as he's no his boyfriend, then he should return the kidney.
Falani, so this guy should just die because he's not dating her again?
Mm-hmm. So you want to go and take somebody to with another person? Who does that now?
Because you gave me kidney, I must do everything you say. I'm a slave.
Yes, calm down. So let's turn the table around. What if she's the one that was saying she wanted to leave? With the kidney,
with the kidney, I don't know.
If the tables were turned, would he have accepted for her to go with the kidney?
I will let you go.
No.
Falani, so I will kill somebody because they're not dating me anymore.
Why would you have to collect the kidney?
That
is emotional corruption.
Falani.
Hey.
Hey.
Falani. Thank you very much for calling. He's making a point. You can come and counter his point.
I'm countering the point right here and right now.
It's his position. He's saying, look.
So, let's just summarize.
You can't take something as sensitive as part of me as my kidney, and then you wake up one morning and say, hey, it's no longer.
So, let's just summarize this.
I love you. I love you too, baby, but can I have my kidney back?
So, let's just summarize it. So, if I'm not dating you again, I should die.
We're not dating.
So, I should die.
We're not dating, darling.
So I should die.
I can't answer that question because we're not dating.
If you take that
hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, darling? Where are you calling from?
Please, my name is Anonymous.
Anna. How are you?
Yes, Anonymous. I'm fine, though.
All right, Anna. Tell us what you will do, Anonymous.
Just like him, come and ask. How we didn't know that our kidneys are matching? Because once we are done, we are done. Like, there's not going to be any means of communication. And besides, when we're dating, we don't have any kidney issues. So how are we going to have to say, because we dated our kidney? Am I the only person he has dated? So is it that they were going or they were looking forward to kidney?
You are immediate past relationship.
And it's the same thing that we are saying. So when we're dating, did we go for kidney?
No. He's just saying, can we try Anna?
Can't try me now because they can't find me.
Why you wanna try me? Try me. He tried to.
God bless you. I'm not giving any kidney because I'm not looking ways of meeting me.
Baby, they should ask you.
That's how we see him. Now I be anonymous.
I know.
Wow.
I know is Thamesing her way through life. Hey God. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
We can actually hear you breathing. You know that, right? Just call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We're going to try to exhaust this in a bit. Then the last 30 minutes, we're going to talk about the man who kidnapped his wife and asked for ransom.
He actually did
I think kidnapped his children and asked for ransom from his wife. cold world, eh? All right, let's take a few more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up,
What's
Lagos?
Up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Samuel from BGC.
All right, Samuel, go ahead.
What would you do?
Honestly, I'm the one. It's based on how the relationship ended.
Okay.
I would decide if I'm going to give or not.
Okay. Yeah.
If you ended on a, you know, let's be friends and you're cordial and all, would you give the kidney?
If the friendship relationship was a little bit tight and I'm close, I will probably give it out. And but if it is just a distance friendship, like not that close intimacy anymore, I go cut off.
Okay.
How do you have intimacy with someone who's your ex? I'm just curious. How do you do that?
It happens. Friends with benefits. All right. What's up, Lagos? 13 minutes past hour 11. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name, sir?
My name is Olamilekan.
Olamilekan, what will you do?
Honestly, I can't take the risk. I can't give my kidney to my ex.
Why?
Because I might need it for my family as well.
You say?
I might need it for my family as well.
You have two.
Of course, I have to, but what if my wife? What if my wife gets to need it?
What if
you're not a match to
your
wife?
Yes.
But you're a match to this person, this life you will save.
Well, for humanity's sake, I can, just for humanity's sake, not because she's my ex, but for humanity's sake, I can give her.
Okay.
God bless you. Olamilekan.
We have written down your name.
God bless you. You're going to make heaven.
You're making heaven. Just send your NIN number.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, I'm Wisdom.
Turn off your radio and give us the
What's up, Lagos. Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
My name is Michael. I'm calling from VI.
Michael, what will you do?
I don't think I can give her my kidney.
Michael, why?
No. She's my ex, and when she left me, she broke my... If she broke... Like, the last caller said, it depends on how we break up.
Okay. If our breakup was like unanimous, we both agree that these things are working out.
Yes.
I can I can give her, but if she just break up without considering my own feelings, I don't think I can give her.
You let her die.
Mm. I'm not her God.
Would you have it on your conscience that you could have helped her, but because of your emotions, you'd rather not. You'd let somebody die.
Not really.
I'm not sure.
God has provided you to save her life.
Angel Gabe will be waiting for you to ask you this question.
Angel Gabe will be there waiting for you. long koboko.
When she broke up with you, what do you mean? I have died.
And she broke up with you. She did not kill you. You are alive.
You want to kill her?
I can't do that.
Okay, we have written down your name.
You are not going. And your game will be questioning you at the gate. Yes.
All right, this message says, Oga, return it, and if you want to die, you can go and die well. This person is just nice. Not nice at all. What's up, Lagos? We know they give shishi.
Hi.
Tribe right here. What?
Tribe, you're so cold.
Tribe, you're not giving your... somebody will die. And because the person broke your heart.
I think we're also playing with the idea here that someone's life is at stake.
Yeah, no, but people...
It's not a joke.
I think they know. They know. And this one's saying...
Her life is completely dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
So... whatever you're doing, it's not about just It's about
life.
You living this life, knowing that you saved someone else's life. That person is alive because of something you did for humanity.
Or you could have saved that life and that person is dead. Will you go for the funeral? If they tell you this person died, this person couldn't get a kidney.
Some people, I can hear people saying, I will sleep very well at night. Duh.
Wow.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Wisdom. I'm calling from
Wisdom. What's up, Lagos? You have to say it before you start saying anything.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Wisdom.
Okay. What I simply want to say is that all these kind of things, they make Oyibo girls, they kill, they buy their partners very easily.
Okay.
So make sure I get out for mind. I go give person kidney, then later I go come the form because you know the relationship again or whatever. Why person need help, you give them the help now.
Yes.
Sure, you know they.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, we
save a life. Save a life, Jerry.
I mean, save a life. I will give Kingsley Benibus says he will give. Stretch and Marianne, you both don't understand though. This girl cheated on me 5 times, then got pregnant for someone else.
How?
While we're still dating, kidney.
Maybe your kidney will give her a new lease of life. She will turn around and be good forever. She'll remember.
Lisa. Sorry.
Why are you so evil, though?
She's not started.
Like, you know,
she said on me 5 times.
There are things that...
got pregnant for another person.
No, but there are things that people do for people that brings them to that turning point.
Yes.
Yearly.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
You kid me
and
now.
And it could be this kidney.
You kidney now.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry if that was you. Apologies. Please call us back.
Cheated on me 5 times.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Sorry.
Chest to left.
Adoyewu.
Why are you doing like this?
Sorry. No offense.
Yeah, do not make cough.
Sorry. No, that cough is a song now. Adoyewu.
Sir. You know, maybe I'm but why do you teach her how to make noise like this?
Let us do it that way. If you don't come to stitch.
I want to talk to him that I'm not an Ajebo.
You are not to shout like you.
Wait, let me show you that I'm not an Ajebo. Are you ready?
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
I'm
ready.
She went, Oh, no.
Anyway, Madam P from Igogo.
Well done, sir. Madam P, how far?
Yeah, this way.
All right, then.
Yeah, wait till the day we say, I'm not going to lie you. That girl tried, I give her a kidney. So, it's supposed to be her now. Why you go to say?
So they didn't know work again.
So,
now.
But that marriage will be because you gave me kidney, not so because I love you and I want to be with you.
No, not because. See, you know, without that kidney, that guy wouldn't have been alive.
True.
And the girl gave you a kidney You call the toss, say you may do again. Sure. Which can't be that one?
It's no work now. I go be slave.
He must work. You have to make it work. You must make it work because
so I'll be in jail.
For
hey, now, so you saved my life. You saved my life. And so,
yes,
thank you, man.
He was to marry her.
Don't pee.
What kind of thing is that?
Now prison. Now prison.
The thing which is that for that boy, he will go do something with the bad because he saved his life. True. That is it.
Okay.
But if not my ex, I'm not going to give her more.
Hey.
For my own ex, I'm not going to give her. But if that guy...
You are speaking from both sides of your mouth.
That pee.
No, I will tell you something different. Now, two questions you ask.
Yes,
you
yes.
You say, can you donate to your ex? I say, no, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But that guy's story, when you talk, the guy...
He's supposed to marry the girl.
Then the guy can say, no, marry. He no do again.
He has to marry.
The guy do bad thing now.
Okay. All right.
Dampy,
thank you very much for calling. We'll take just one more call and then we'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that kidnap situation. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Yeah.
Cheers to life.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Bidemi calling back again.
All right, Bidemi, you thought about something, Abi?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You know, then I was joking.
Okay.
But on a serious note now.
Yeah.
My ex, she did me dirty, like really dirty. But she later begged me, although she's married now.
Okay.
If it's her that needs that kidney,
you will give her.
Although it'll be a very hard decision, but I'll give her.
You can even give her two of your kidneys.
No, I cannot give two. Then, coming to the other question that you, the other story that you answered.
Yeah.
I gave him my kidney. And later, he called me Migremo. He's kind of
thing down. Migremo. Hey, no. Okay, so you will take back your kidney and let the person die?
No, I will not take back my kidney. You will go dead.
Now, wow.
Why you go carry my kidney go another place?
Okay.
No.
You carry you go where you know, Sabi.
Carry you go where I know.
This is a very funny topic.
Honestly.
But let's just read this few messages and then we'll go for a break.
Yes,
okay,
maybe
let's
just
see if we can.
One. I don't think so. My name is Okechukwu Paul. It could be considered that the. Okay, I think I just have to leave this. We'll go and we'll come back.
We'll
right?
be back after this break.
We will be back. Right, it's What's Up Lagos, 11:36. Like, we're counting down to the World Cup. I hope you know that, right?
Yes. Even though Nigeria, now they play.
There's something that she's happy about. No, not too happy anyway. All right, so let's read this message.
I'm not happy about nothing. What are you talking about?
I know.
I'm
all right,
sad.
Okay. All right, my name is Okechukwu Paul. If she could not consider the love we both shared, hoping to be together for life, I think she does not deserve it from me. If for the sake of the breakup I died in court, what will happen after then? Okay. And this one says, what's up, Lagos? I'm Anon. Well, I'm the one to give. If I'm the one to give, I will tell the doctor it's real that my kidney matched, but I dreamt that after giving her one of mine, the last one failed, so I can't die. What I can do is to give 70% of the money to give another donor, because there's always another person that will match. And I'll promise her that I will keep praying for her. Prayer warrior.
Yes, karma.
What's up, Lagos? I dated a lady for almost 8 years, but we couldn't get married for reasons beyond our control. From the bottom of my heart, though I'm married, I can give her 1.5 of my kidneys if the need arises. Femi.
Aww, Femi, you're so sweet.
Oh, good morning, Marianne and Stretch. What's up, Lagos? Well, as for me, I can give out my kidney for humanity's sake. And as for giving my ex my kidney, I have one ex I can do that for. I'm Adeshola from Lekki. See, there are good exes out there. Mm-hmm. All right, good morning, Marianne and Stretch. Me, Mercy, I will collect my kidney back and tell the doctor to put his old kidney for him. Mercy from Ikorodu. The kidney that wasn't good. They should take it and put in his
messy.
Body.
Can I ask a question? Why are you so merciless?
This world. This
why are
world.
You like this?
Eh? They will take second-hand kidney and put back in your body.
Well, because you see, Messi saying that. I gave you this kidney because I loved you. And yes. we promised to stay with each other. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And then you woke up one day and say, it's not working.
You know, I love you.
We got to go our separate ways. We got to blah, blah, blah. When you're angry, they speak, I want my kidney back.
Messi is laughing. She's saying, you people are just there. Well, this one says, X my foot. Who X help? Please, let's face from Jerry. Michael.
Why so angry, Michael? Who did this to you, Michael? Anyway, guys, because we do not have time, we have just 15 minutes on the clock. Let's talk about this situation with a man and his wife. Now, Kenya's Directorate of Criminal Investigation says it had rescued an 8-year-old boy who was kidnapped by his father on November 12 and used to demand a ransom of 50,000 Kenyan shillings from his wife. A distraught mother of the boy, Evelyn Nandera, who filed a report at a police station, said the incident occurred after a domestic disagreement with the father, identified as Nemuel.
Nandera.
Well, Nandera told detectives that she had left their home at the crack of dawn, headed to the market. But upon coming back around 9:20 a.m., she found her husband and son missing and a note that he had left behind demanding a ransom of 50,000.
This guy is a boo.
50,000 shillings wow. for the release of the boy. I'd like to read the contents of the note, please. He said, and I quote, in the note, the man also warned his wife that he would kill the boy using a kitchen knife which he had carried if she tried any monkey business.
Kidnap extraordinaire.
I can actually see the kitchen knife in the bag that, you know.
So he kidnapped
It was pictured by police officers.
Okay. So he kidnapped himself.
Whatever the disagreement could have been. I mean, I'm even thinking of the worst thing that could have happened, that she cheated on you. Why would you... Kidnapping your son, how does he... I'm trying to understand. How does he
hurt
pacify
her?
You?
How does he get to this? Oh, gosh.
Please, Lagos, help us make sense of it. We have a few minutes. We have about 13 minutes. Just let me say, like, people I know across the hall, just put your mouth inside this talk.
Excuse me.
You see, I'm not understanding, for the want of a better way to say
it. No, really, you kidnap your own son to get back...
To get ransom from your wife because of a disagreement that she had.
Now, I think it's not because of a disagreement. I think it's just... A hungry.
No, I think he's a vindictive.
He's hungry. He's doesn't have much brain.
Very uncreative man.
Yes. And okay, so what do you think will happen? She would then pay the ransom, you take the money and move back into the house? Or what?
No, maybe he did. Well, because I'm thinking now that you really wanted your wife to know that you're the kidnapper. That's why you left the note, right?
Yes. No, so that she'll know that.
Because if you
serious.
Were a smart guy, you would have said. You would have dropped the notes and made it look like it was you and your son that
were
kidnapped. But you don't have sense, do you?
At all.
Ah. But let's go to the phone lines.
0700-993-993-993-993-993-993. You are allowed to abuse this man. All right? 01 Violence is not allowed here. 0146-571-90. You're not even smart enough to trick one person. Now they caught you. You tell them, I took that kitchen knife. I took it. I'll use that kitchen knife to kill your son. So you are the father of that boy. And you kidnapped your son.
I just had an epiphany. What if he realized that the son was not his? How about
that? That's why.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. Please call us back.
You're trying to make it make sense. Let's just deal with what we have. Because this guy reeks of dumbness. He doesn't know anything about it. You kidnap your own son.
What if that disagreement they had, that very heated disagreement they had, was that
he
realized that this son is not really his son, so you've been cheating on me. So who's the father of this boy?
So taking money from her helps you.
Kidnapping the child in the first place, of course, gives her some emotional, you know, damage already.
Okay, then you ask for money, a ransom.
Then ask for money.
Then say you're going to kill the kitchen knife.
But I come back to my earlier question. Taking that money, what will it do for you? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, I if I'm the woman, I'm going to sell everything he has. I need to make the payment.
How can you be the woman? You sound like a man.
That's what I'm saying, if I am the woman.
What's your name, sir?
Sell everything the man has.
What's your name, sir?
My name is John.
All right, John, you sell everything she has.
I sell everything the man has.
Okay.
I use it to pay for the ransom.
From the way this man is behaving, doesn't have anything. Doesn't even have sense. Well, he has no sense.
For him to be demanding 50,000 and being in that house,
doesn't have anything. So you know, 50,000.
So you have clothes.
No, but 50,000 shillings, Kenyan shillings, is a bit more than 50,000 naira. Just so you know.
I'm aware of that.
So for a boy's life. Thank you so much for calling, bruv.
Thank you. We got messages.
All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? So, she kidnapping cause KDP 101. So, the man should come and enroll, Abby. She come and enroll and do kidnapping cause 101. Because this guy is just, come on now.
Dum.
50.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
And if you're a lady, 01-465-7190.
Why are you angry?
I'm saying it the way I'm saying it because ladies will not pick up their phones and call.
Probably.
All right, Marianne and Stretch. See, I will pay the ransom, but that, may be the end of our marriage. Mercy from Ikorodu. You marry somebody who is dumb enough to collect money from you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Everybody's calling at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Samo.
All right, Samo, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, the man is just a fool that cannot be separated from his
Amen. Amen.
Stop it.
I agree with you, amen.
How will you tell me to pay money for our child, not my own?
What if it's not our child?
We don't know that.
But at the same time, yes. The child living under us.
Yes.
And there is no evidence that proves that it is not mine.
Yes.
It is not mine.
Yes.
So therefore, you can't tell me to pay money. That's foolishness.
Excessive foolishness. Designer foolishness.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Why so angry, though? You're angry like you know this guy
I'm angry.
From somewhere.
I wish I knew this guy. Right, this man, Nalenan, he should be sent to rehab center because he needs mental evaluation. Muhyiddin.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, 01-465-7190.
If you can't get a fresh
stretch,
drink.
Is giving you ladies. Yimu. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Lagos? What's up? Yeah.
Stretch to life.
What's your name, sir?
Uchi from Lagos.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that man is an interpretation of what the Bible said of an irresponsible father.
Amen.
Stretch.
I can't say amen again.
Amen.
Go on, Jerry.
If I were to be his wife.
Yes, God forbid.
I will arrange my goons in one corner of the town.
Yes.
And tell him to come and collect the ransom.
He will come there to collect it and
but
collect
he did
other
say
things.
To her that if she tried any monkey business, he had a kitchen knife and he was going to, you know, hurt the boy. So would
that
you want to do
thing.
That?
I will use a persuasive voice to lure him to that place.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then give him a water.
Yeah, water. He will collect it.
One more thing.
Yes, please.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. Fresh.
Sir?
You see, I am a very honest Nigerian. I speak my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are a perfect, if not a better replacement for the takers. Same energy, same everything. The only difference is
we're not married.
You're not married. So, Miriam, how far?
It's okay. Don't spoil my chances.
I don't want Stretch.
It's okay. You see now what you have done. You have made it permanent.
I don't even need him.
Thank you. I'll work on what I'm working on. Thank you. Pray for me.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling us. See how people just...
I was lying. I want you.
All right.
Okay. We've got 5 minutes on the clock, guys. Just 5 minutes.
So,
in case you're just joining us, we're talking about the case of a kidnapping. A man kidnapped his son after a disagreement with his wife when she went out to the market, kidnapped their son and asked for 50,000 Kenyan shillings.
Can you imagine?
Dropped a note and said, "I don't carry the boy, Sha. Yeah. You go arrange this money, bring and come. And if you try any monkey business, I take that knife for kitchen, put for this bag. I go use it for
I'll
the
take
boy body.
Kill the boy. this is the knife I used to kill the boy. If you don't give me 50 shillings, I'll kill the boy.
What 50, words 000. Do you have? Words of wisdom do you have for this man? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Thank you. Where did this happen? In Kenya, right?
In Kenya.
Yes,
yeah.
Kenya.
Abajo. What do you call that? Is that stupidity or foolishness?
Industrial foolishness.
Miriam.
Yes.
Quick one. Today is Madam Karenia's birthday. We didn't get chance to call her during the... She was on your show this morning. No, Chief Quadri's show.
Okay.
There was no time. I want to wish her long life. Good health.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
She will live long.
Yes, Amen. She will.
Most definitely. Every one of us. Thank you
so much. Thank you for remembering that.
He
Thank
always
you.
Remembers everybody's birthday. Yes. I don't know how he does it, but that's fine.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio, please.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
All right. That's what happens when you don't turn off your radio. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah. Bide me again.
All right, Bide me. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to talk about this. So there's something somebody said that the only difference is that you guys are not married. I don't know what you guys are being about.
CBC Trouble, another BAC.
Sponsor.
I beg. Go and sleep.
Leave us alone.
Go away.
Leave us alone.
Get off this phone. What was it?
You won't get through again.
Is it by force?
You won't get through.
Why do you want to mind me off to my grandpa?
Yeah. That's below the belt. That hurts.
You're not a grandpa.
That hurts.
You're not a grandpa.
In my youth, somebody's calling me.
I was only joking.
That touched
me. But I didn't want you.
He touched me. I can't say.
All right, we got two messages and we need to go.
Yes, two messages. Hello, what's up, Lagos? This man, Mumu, is Mumu done too much. How you go kidnap your own son? Come let your wife know by leaving notes. You Mumu. Your mumu never... okay, yeah. Anthony from Yab. Anthony, thank you. And this final one, female line, not going. Mercy from Ikorodu. Mercy, thanks for telling us that.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll tell the technical
crew about that. Yeah, the engineers will come fix it. But that's the show today, Lagos, because we have 2 minutes. Mm. 2 minutes to go. I'd like for you to go... subscribe to our YouTube page. Go
As we're talking now, you can do that right now.
Yes, Nigeria Info 99.3. Go subscribe to our YouTube page so you can play catch up on all our shows.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you don't have Nigeria Info downloaded on your phone, we have a mobile app. Download it on your iOS or on your Apple Store. Mm-hmm. Go download it because you see, you have to take us everywhere you go. You can't miss any conversation, whether it's Morning Crossfire, whether it's What's Up Lagos, whatever show it is, this is where the best conversations happen.
So you see, if you miss any of the shows, you can go back.
Go back. And there's, you know, we have podcasts for some of these shows. So go ahead and have a field day.
No dull moments. Get that app now. Download the app right now.
Very important.
Android or iOS. Come on.
Yes. And follow us on all our socials. Nigeria Info on Facebook, Nigeria Info on Twitter, Nigeria Info on Instagram, Nigeria Info 99.3, Nigeria Info Lagos. Go follow us because you see, that's where all the action is happening.
That's where it's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And World Cup is coming up and you also need to be with us to be able to follow the World Cup back to
back. Because we will be giving you live commentaries from Doha. Yes, we have. Do you know what it is to have rights? Do you know what it is? It's not a small stir.
It's our right to have rights.
You know.
Think about it. All right?
Well, guys, thank you so much for being part of the conversation. Always a fun moment. For the 2 hours that we spend with you, we never have a dull moment. We love you, Lagos. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEY, or search for Mary Ann Duke Ocon anywhere else.
All right, my name is Stretch, STRETCH, Stretch Original. on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. We will be back tomorrow, 10 a.m., grace of God, all right? Keep doing the right things and keep your head up.